In this track, I'll teach you about EFT and exactly how to do it for the best results. So what is EFT? EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. It's a specific algorithm within meridian tapping where you tap on 9 acupressure points. When we focus on what is bothering us while we begin to tap on these acupressure points, you will find that you can have the same thought, but without having the physical anxiety. This allows us to easily let go of that negative thought and bring in something more empowering. So how does this technique actually work? Recent research has begun to explain what happens in the brain when we tap. When we are feeling stressed, it is because at some level we feel threatened. When we feel threatened or in danger, the part of the brain called the amygdala begins to fire off and we go into what's called fight or flight mode. In an instant, our body reacts to a threat by increasing our heart rate, pumping adrenaline through our body, our muscles tense up. Basically, it goes into overdrive to be ready for a fight. This is powerful if we need to fight off danger, but incredibly taxing on the body. The problem that we face is that in this modern day, our amygdala cannot tell the difference between a real threat or a perceived one. So getting that bad phone call from your boss can create the same physical response our ancestors had when faced with a lion. Tapping on these endpoints of the meridian sends a calming response to the body, and the amygdala recognizes that it's safe. What's especially interesting is that doing the tapping while imagining or discussing a stressful event counteracts that stress and reprograms the response to it. Here is the bottom line. You just need to try this and experience it for yourself. And what is so great is that it's easy to learn. And once you learn this technique, you always have it as a resource for when you are feeling stressed or dealing with a pain. To get a visual of where the tapping points are, you can see the graph on the CD or watch the short video at thetappingsolution.com/how-to-tap. That's thetappingsolution.com/how-to-tap. Because the meridian lines are symmetrical on either side of your body, it doesn't matter which side of the body you tap on or with which hand you choose to tap. Some people even prefer tapping on both sides of the body. Do whatever feels best for you. Let me begin by describing where the tapping points are. The first point is the karate chop point. It is located under your pinky on the soft part of the outside of your hand. The next point is the eyebrow point. This is the inside corner of your eyebrow socket, right where the hair of your eyebrow begins. Then the side of the eye. You can follow the eyebrow bone until you are at the side of the eye. So it's not on the temple, it's actually on the bone. Then continue following that bone until you are tapping underneath your eye. Then underneath the nose, between your nose and lip. The next point is the chin, which is not on your chin, but really on the crease between your lip and your chin. Then the collarbone point. Use your entire hand and tap on your chest where a man's bow tie would lie. Then underneath the arm, ladies, this one is easy for us. You can find it right where your bra strap lies under your armpit. And gentlemen, you can measure it because it's about a hand width from your armpit. And then we end at the top of your head. Now that you are familiar with the tapping points, let me break down the very simple process. Begin by giving your feeling, whether it's physical or emotional, a number. So if you're tapping on a physical symptom, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, how painful is it? 10 being very painful, 1, you barely feel it. When measuring emotions, you can ask yourself, how angry do I feel? On a scale of 1 to 10, or when addressing limiting beliefs, you can say, I'm not smart enough to get this job. On a scale of 1 to 10, how true does that feel? This is called getting a SUDS level or a subjective unit of distress. The reason this is important is because it helps you gauge your progress. What often happens is that people clear the feeling so fast that they actually forget how they felt before because they get so disconnected from the old feeling. Without measuring, they don't realize how significant the change was. And even if you find with each round you only go down 1 point, that is still significant because by measuring your suds with each new round, you can watch as the issue disappears. So once you get your suds level, you begin to tap on the side of the hand while you say what is called the setup statement. The setup statement goes, even though I have this problem, and then you state the problem. So even though I have this headache, even though I feel stressed over this presentation, even though I'm angry at my boss, I accept myself. There are different variations to this. Some people say, I love and accept myself, or I accept myself and how I feel. This is when some people have a hesitation. They think it's a bit strange to say, and they feel resistant at the thought of accepting themselves because they fear that accepting themselves means they accept their current situation so nothing will change. Yet, it's our inability to accept ourselves that keeps us stuck. It's the fighting against it that keeps it in place. You may have heard the saying, whatever you resist persists. When we accept ourselves, even with our problems, we will find that problem no longer has control over us. The struggle ends and we can move forward. This setup statement allows you to be honest with yourself. You target what is really bothering you and it sets you up for the entire process. So you tap on the karate chop point and repeat the setup statement 3 times. Then you proceed tapping on the other points while simply saying how you feel. This is the fun part. You allow yourself to just be honest with how you feel. Just state how you feel. It's not really about using the perfect words. It's about saying the words that bring up the emotion and energy that you want to clear. If you are struggling with what to say, simply pretend that you're speaking to your best friend and allow yourself to complain about the problem. Just give a voice to that tape that seems to be running in your head on repeat anyway. After going through the points, also called doing a round, take a deep breath and take a measure of how you feel. Sometimes, not often, but sometimes the intensity does go up. This just means you are really getting to the root of the problem and doing it right. So stick with the tapping. A common occurrence is that when people begin to tap, they connect with their emotions at a deeper level. And they discover that what they thought was the problem really wasn't the problem. For example, you might be really angry at a coworker. And as you begin to tap, you realize that that coworker is bothering you because they're running a pattern that reminds you of your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend or mother. And as you begin to tap, you begin to connect with a past memory. And when that happens, it's important to trust your thoughts. It took you there for a reason and begin tapping on that past experience. And what people so oftentimes find is that when they tap on a past hurt or a past resentment and they clear that, the issue that is happening in their current life is no longer an issue. They feel calm about it and they can be very resourceful and find a solution. So this is why during the tapping process, I have you say, what is really bothering me? Because if we can connect to a past experience or get really clear on the challenge, you're going to get the best results with tapping. Sometimes people are resistant to saying negative statements when they tap, especially if they've studied the law of attraction, which states that whatever you think or feel comes back to you. So if you're negative, you'll encounter more negativity in your life. Or if you're positive, more positive things will happen. So they fear that by saying these negative statements, they'll attract more negativity. But you are already feeling these feelings. By finally giving them a voice, you are bringing up that energy in your body and clearing it instead of stuffing it down and having them subconsciously run you. So as I tap on the negative rounds, we say those statements to clear them. Tapping brings your energy back to balance, so negative emotions can't stay there. Your natural balance state is one of happiness and joy. You were born with the natural ability to feel joy. Once you address how you feel and clear the tension and stress, then you have room to begin tapping on how you rather feel instead. Imagine your mind is like a garden. You can't plant flowers if the garden is full of weeds. You need to first address those weeds, pull them out, and then you have room to plant what you rather have instead. Too often, people begin to plant flowers or say positive affirmations before weeding or addressing what is really bothering them. Just as in a garden, the weeds will grow back and choke out the new flowers if they aren't cleared at the root. Those old patterns will resurface and undo the positive affirmations if they aren't released. So once you feel better, you can move on to the following track that incorporates positive affirmations. If you still are feeling stressed or begin to uncover a big challenge, you can stop the recording and continue tapping as you focus on your specific challenge. The more specific you get, the better. Again, it's not about the fancy tapping script, but about giving a voice to your stress while you tap and letting it go. Then you have room to bring in what you choose to feel instead. I hope that this CD brings you so much joy. Please stay connected with me and let me know about your experience. I love answering questions. You can find me at facebook.com/followingJessicaOrtner or on Twitter at Jessica Ortner. I am wishing you the very best. Enjoy the process.